Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tommy Tucker, a semi-automatic shotgun and is able to fire shell after every trigger pull without needing to manually chamber another round. These weapons use gas, blowback, or recoil operation to cycle the action, eject the empty shell, and load another round. And it was created in 1902. That's when it was developed by John Moses Browning, the Browning Auto 5. 617, I'm seeing some controversy about what kind of gun was used. Good morning, Brandon. You're on WWL.
Hey, Tommy. How's it going?
Good, sir. What's up?
No, I was actually calling to talk to you about the semi-automatic shotgun.
Is what I said accurate or not?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, 100%. And you can also buy, I mean, most of them come with a three-round plug for hunting.
Yeah.
You can only have three rounds in the magazine, but you can take that out and fit about seven. And you can get extended mag tubes and have up to 15, 16 rounds.
Brendan, when it comes to the shooting in addition, and I hate to say it, there's going to be another one. I hate to say it, but there's going to. What do you think the answer is for all of this or the solution?
I don't know that it's more laws simply because this kid broke. He had a sawed-off shotgun, which is illegal. He was too young to own a gun, which was illegal. And he made homemade explosive, which was illegal. So if the laws didn't stop him, what are new laws going
to
do?
I thank you, Brandon. Let's go to Tim Dimoff, our guest security expert, founder and president of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services Incorporated. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Tommy.
Last time we spoke to you, we said we'd talk to you again, unfortunately, and I hate to say it, but I know we'll talk to you again after today, next time this happens. I've been doing some reading, and I'm trying to find out, was it a sawed-off shotgun that he used?
My information was that it was a sawed-off shotgun, and I would think that he would want to even bring it in a trench coat and be able to hide it much more easier. My guess is it probably was sawed off to some degree.
And that's the other question of who did that, because if the father had it that way, that's illegal, is it not?
Yeah, and or it doesn't take much effort to saw off and make it shorter.
Just a hacksaw is all you need, right?
Yeah, and I'm sure they'll find that answer out.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, Tim, you know, I don't know, and I said earlier when we opened the show that this kind of takes away the AR-15 argument because that's not what he used. I guarantee you, had it been a so-called assault rifle, that would have been the talking point here. Now it's coming to semi-automatic shotguns. I heard Mark Kelly yesterday on one of the Sunday morning shows. I heard the new president of the NRA, Olive North, said he was trying to enroll more people to join the NRA so that they would have more voting power at the booths and make this a real political point for people when it comes to Second Amendment. Not to engage you in a political discussion, but what is the way to prevent any of this in the future? Or is there any way?
Yeah, and let me just say, you melt all the AR-15s in the world, they'll come to the school with a shotgun or a rifle. You melt all the rifles or shotguns, they'll come with semi-autos. You melt all the semi-autos, they'll come with revolvers. You take all the revolvers away, they'll come to school with a crowbar, a baseball bat, because the solution to the problem isn't the weapons. It isn't the NRA debate. It isn't any of that. We do a very good job, ironically. Once that shooter is in the building, our uptick has been to really train our kids to respond, evacuate, lock down, fight, you know, defend, survive, SROs and all that. And actually, we're really pushing hard once that aggressive behavior person or active shooter is in the building. Where we're failing at miserably is we're not stopping it at the door, before the door. And that, I mean, both physical security, armed security, police security. And I'm also talking about monitoring social media, also recognizing that these kids and other shooters in businesses, adults, have mental and emotional problems. And in most cases, we're identifying and we know about all this information. We have the ability to monitor, to know. They're talking to other people. They're giving clues. We're doing a terrible job at gathering that information and stopping them before the door. And that's where the issue is.
Everybody has their own theory as to how to stop it, and how they tend to change what happens or mold the what happens to fit their narrative. Tim Demoff is our guest security expert, founder, president of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services, talking about the shooting at Santa Fe High School, killed 10, left 10 wounded. And one other thing I'd like to talk to you about, Tim, when we return, are school resource officers. In this case, the officer reacted, almost bled out in critical condition, 10 people killed at Parkland. We all know the resource officer did not react, and 17 were killed. And when you mention a crowbar, it's like, okay, so you kill 8 people, and I understand that's better than 10, but that still doesn't address the problem. To me, when somebody texted in and said, I'm very disappointed in you, that you started by talking about, here we go, just heard a big part of the problem with the school shootings. You gave no condolences to the families or to the teacher's family that is from the state. You instead went straight to politics, so insensitive like the killer was, sad but true. But the only thing I will say, Tim Demoff, security expert, founder and president of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services, is that now it seems as though after one of these things happen, you hear a lot of thoughts and prayers are useless. That doesn't really count. The thing that counts is trying to solve this problem and keep it from happening again.
Yeah. And let me just start backwards. Number one problem for all the shootings, all the active shooters, everything is money. And I hate to say that, but we have the technology. We have the additional defensive tools that we can put into the schools for a response. We have the ability to hire ex-military, retired law enforcement who are fully trained and who can be accommodated to put security in. We have the ability with metal detectors, with scanners. We can put scanners in now that can scan 50 to 100 people walking through an area and detect all sorts of things. We have the technology. We have social media, geofencing, where we can geofence virtually an area such as a school in a community, and we can ping out words like shooting, killer, suicide, death. We have the ability. That's not the issue. We have it. We can't afford it. Every school I've talked to across the United States tells me we want to do more. We don't have the money to do more. And there are other things we can do that don't cost a lot of money that are good defensive type of things or response types. But the bottom line is, besides affording the tools and the mechanisms and the technology, we are not seeking out and we're not using counseling services, mental health services. And this isn't just for students. It's for adult shooters, adult responses to businesses, churches, and to nonprofits. I'm tired of people saying that we can't do it. We can do it. We have the technology. We have the healthcare ability. We don't have the money. What I want to do is I want to start a national campaign. I want us to add 3 cents, 4 cents, 5 cents, somewhere in there, to a gallon of gas across the country. I want 100% of that money going to schools. We could finance this thing very easily. I don't know anybody that wouldn't be willing to pay 3 cents on a gallon across this country to put 100% of that money into the schools. So that's it in a summary.
Tim, I appreciate your time. I really do. I think we first connected with you after the shooting at Newtown, Sandy Hook Elementary, and we've had a lot of conversations since. And unfortunately, I know we're going to have some more. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks, Tommy.
You have a good day. Tim Demoff, security expert, founder and president of Sachs Consulting and Investigative Services, Incorporated.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.